Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
This is Auntie Winnie. Children's stories? Well, really stories for everybody. Kids like true stories. Stories about animals and stories about kids like them. Okay, how about a story of the beginning of beginnings? I like stories that begin long ago, don't you? Do you know where we came from in the very beginning? Did we come from monkeys? No, don't be silly, Auntie Winnie. That is kind of silly, isn't it? God made us, didn't he? And the whole world, too. And he had plans beyond just making us. Let's have some stories about the beginnings of things. Beginnings, Episode 1. Okay, we are going back to the very beginning of the world. Listen to the story of the new monkey. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the sun, moon, and stars, the rivers and oceans, trees and all manner of plants, birds in the air, and fish of the sea, and animals who live on land. I woke up from an amazing dream. In my dream, there was water everywhere. And suddenly, a big wind blew it into oceans and seas. Big pieces of land grew up out of the water. Stars and a lovely moon appeared in the sky. When my eyes opened, there was a big yellow sun shining on my fur and making me warm. And I saw soft green grass and trees and flowers and fruits all around. They smelled good. It must not be a dream. I pinched my tail to check. Ouch! Then I noticed strange creatures. Some big ones with long noses and huge flapping ears. Tall ones with long necks and legs and patches all over them. Furry ones and smooth-haired ones. Little soft animals. And one with a hard shell. Thin, long ones and short, fat ones. I didn't see any more with long tails just like me. And I began to feel lonely. Just then, from behind me, I heard a soft voice. Hi, I like your tail and lovely brown coat. I turned and saw the prettiest big brown eyes. Oh, you look just like me, only beautiful. What's your name? I don't know. I'm new. Well, I'm going to call you Honey, because you are just like dark honey color, and I'm sure you are sweet. She laughed. Good. I'll call you Sweetheart then, because I like you. Then we decided to go exploring, Honey and I. Here's some tasty food. You take off the yellow outside and eat the soft inside. Isn't it good? Sweetheart, look over here. God is making something else right out of the dust. It looks just like God himself. Isn't he beautiful? I wonder where his sweetheart is. Could we walk on only 2 feet like he does, do you think? Honey, they're calling us. We scampered over close to God and the new tall creature. Adam, I heard God say, I am bringing you all the delightful creatures I have made. You must name them and find friends. What shall we call these little rascals? Monkeys. They look like monkeys to me, said Adam. He touched my furry head and tickled my honey under her chin. I name you Monkey. Monkey? That has a good ring. I like it. Yes, everyone else can call you Monkey, said my honey, but I am going to call you Sweetheart. And she has called me Sweetheart ever since. And God saw that it was good. Okay, that's all the story for today. Listen again, and we'll hear something that God did not think was good.